We're in the middle of the laws of benching a Birchas Hamazon. We said that what happens if somebody is full, mamish full, where benching is a biblical obligation, and then they don't remember if they benched or not. So the din is, and you have to bench a second time because it's a biblical mitzvah. All the other brachas, if you don't remember if you said it or not, then the halacha is you don't have to repeat it. For instance, somebody finished eating and they left it, whatever. They don't remember. Did they make the after bracha bearing the nefashos or ala michya? They don't remember. So then the din is you don't repeat it. If somebody benched and they weren't full from the eating, or they don't remember if they benched, but they weren't full from the actual eating, so then the din is you don't have to do Birchas Hamazon again, because again, it's rabbinic, and therefore because of rabbinic doubt is lenient, and it could become to biblical transgressions of saying Hashem's name in vain, so therefore you don't do it. Now, when somebody says, let's say Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and in benching, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yovei. Okay, that's what you say in the bench. So the question is, which one goes first? So halacha says, Ritzei goes first. Why? Because it's a rule in halacha when you have two things to do. One is more common, one is less common. So you do the more common one first. Ritzei is every Shabbos. Yalav Yovei is Rosh Chodesh, you know, once a month, or Yom Tov. So Shabbos is much more common than Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you first say Ritzei, and then you do Yalav Yovei. The same thing like we learned in the past, halachically, not kabbalistically, but halachically, why do you first put on the talis and then the tefillin? In the morning you put on talis and then you do the tefillin. So the answer is because there's a rule, more common, less common, you do the more common thing first. Talis we wear 7 days a week. Tefillin we don't wear on Shabbos. So talis is 7 days a week, tefillin is 6 days a week. More common, less common, the more common one comes first. The interesting Mate Ephraim also, it's not relevant now, but you know, Rosh Chodesh, in Elul, you say L'davar Hashem Meiri. And Rosh Chodesh Elul, you say Baruch Hinafshi. Now, which one do you say first? Baruch Hinafshi or L'davar Hashem Meiri? So, if you just follow what it said, look in the Siddur, it said, okay, but why do you do Baruch Hinafshi first? And here's an interesting guy. He says, because Baruch Hinafshi is every month. And L'davar Hashem Meiri is only Elul. Even though you say it 30 days of Elul, almost 2 months you say L'davar, but still, Baruch Hinafshi is monthly, and this is one time per year. So first you say Baruch Hinafshi, and then you say L'davar Hashem Meiri. What happens if somebody forgot to say Ritzei? In benching, they benched, it was Shabbos, and they benched and they forgot to say Ritzei. So the din is, Friday night and Shabbos day, you have to repeat the benching. Shalashodis, you wouldn't have to repeat the benching. What happens if you forget, and I'll explain why in a second, then everything will make sense. Yalav Yovei, if you forget Yalav Yovei in benching, and Rosh Chodesh, you do not repeat the benching. If you forgot Yalav Yovei on Yom Tov, then you do repeat the benching. What's the difference? There's a very simple rule. When you have an obligation to eat bread, and you forgot what you're supposed to say, Ritzei or Yalav Yovei, so then the din, you have to repeat the benching, because you had an obligation to eat bread, like on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh, there's no obligation to eat bread. If there's no obligation to eat bread, and you forgot Yalav Yovei, Rosh Chodesh, not like davening. Davening, you repeat it, but not in benching. Why? Because there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. But Yom Tov, there is. But Shalashodis, so the Shalishit, there's no obligation to eat bread. You could be yaitzeh with mezainis, you could be yaitzeh with other foods. So therefore, you wouldn't repeat the benching Shabbos Shalashodis. What? Because by the third Shalashud, by the third, why do we eat three meals on Shabbos? No. Because by the month, when the month fell, it says, in Parshas B'Shalach, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ichlu Hayayim, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem Hayom Leisim Tzubasazer. Okay, so therefore it says three times the word Hayom. So the Gemara learns out. In fact, Rav Chitke, those of you that learned Daf Hayom recently, and Rav Chitke holds Shabbos you have to eat four meals. The Loch is not like him. But in a Mishnah, Rav Chitke told you, Tana said you have to eat four meals. The Loch is you have to eat three meals. But especially by Chassidim, they weren't so machmer in eating the third meal. So the Rebbe writes in a Yom Yom, because by the third meal it says, Hayom Loi Simsu Basada. So it says like, but your Yaitse Shaloshudis with Mezainis, according to many opinions, fruits, according to many, so there's no Chiv to bench. In fact, in Shchunaruch it says in the Siddur also, Rosh Hashanah day, if somebody forgot Yalla V'Yovi in the benching, they don't repeat the benching. Rosh Hashanah night, yes. Rosh Hashanah day, if you forgot Yalla V'Yovi in the benching, you don't repeat it. Why? Because according to Halacha, many opinions say you're allowed to fast Rosh Hashanah day. If you're allowed to fast, then there's no obligation to eat bread. If there's no obligation to eat bread, then you don't have to repeat the benching. This is about the Rebbe Paskins, it's in the Siddur like that. We mentioned there's a very interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger, in fact, the first children, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sefer. Rabbi Kiva Eger, we don't paskin like that, but Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that women and Yom Tif don't repeat benching for Yalla V'Yalvi. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that women are not obligated to eat Sudas Yom Tif. So again, if they're not obligated to eat Sudas Yom Tif, so then they don't have to repeat the benching because they have no obligation to eat bread. But the Pearl, most Paskin disagree and they say that the women have an obligation, therefore they would also repeat it. Okay. What? A little louder, sir. A little louder. Yeah. You have to, not you should, you have to bench again because it's a biblical doubt. One good thing of the masks, by the way, the talking in shul stopped tremendously. Even Shabbos, it's a mechaya. It's hard to talk. You can't talk to your neighbor with a mask. It's beautiful. Okay, next is like this. There's what's called the Zimun. The Mishnah talks about it in Brachas. There's a mitzvah called to do Zimun. What's a Zimun? Zimun is three people sitting together. They have to do what's called a Mezuman. In the time of the Gemara, it's called Zimun. What is it? Three together to say Rabbi Sai Mavon Benchin, Rabbi Sinavarech, whatever the text they say. There's a whole lot of dinim in Shulchan Aruch about it, but three people that are sitting together and eating, and at least two of them ate bread, and one ate other foods that he's mitzvah, they have to do Rabbi Sai Mavon Benchin. There's a very interesting Chabad custom that very few Chabad people keep. The Rebbe writes that that even by a mezuman of three people, we bench on a kos. Normally, people bench when there's a minyan, you bench on over a cup of wine, which is kesha bracha, din by itself. But the Rebbe writes the minig is even by three, but Lepril, nobody, for whatever reason, is nobody does it.
Even during the week? The Rebbe said that?
What?
Three people ate, like today lunch, three.
According to Sefer Minhagim, any three people that bench do it with a cup. Again, items, we don't do it.
What are the items that, like, two people ate bread? What are the items that they're going to have to partake in?
And not water. If he ate food, any food.
Salad, food, meat, chicken.
Huh?
Water.
No, not water. Water is not water.
Not
water. You have two men, you have a woman, but she's not leading the bench.
It depends what sect of Judaism you belong to. Yeah, but the Gemara says you don't make a mezuman. The Gemara in Bracha says you don't make a mezuman men and women because of plitzis. But halachically, by the way, and there are women that do this, even though in our circles they don't do it, but the Gemara says that women that have three women themselves make a mezuman. I don't know, say, I don't know if they say it, but they say. Take a seat. It's not done. In the firm circles, it's not done. That's all I can tell you. Now, if you're By the way, the din is like this. We learned yesterday about my machreinim. What happened? You sin by shalosh hudus. You get a bench with a cup because you have a minion. What do you do first? Do you wash my machreinim first or do you fill up the cup first? So Shulchan Aruch says, first you fill up the cup and then you wash my machreinim. Why? Because you want to make the netil sedam, like we learned yesterday, as close to the eat, to the benching as possible. Because you're not allowed to talk between washing my machreinim and the actual bench. If you talk, you have to wash again. So to minimize the separation between the washing your hands, my machreinim, and benching, so first we fill up the cup and then we wash the hands. Okay. Let me see if there's just any. Okay, let's get into the practical dinner. Okay, what time is it? Okay.